This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This Ramadan, I want to remind you about the importance of Iman and Amal, the importance of faith and action. We learn through the example of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu salam that he was seeking a way out. He was seeking an answer. And he went and he self-isolated himself in the cave of Hira. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he heard his dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw his struggle and he sent revelation to him, you know. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, once the revelation came, he left the cave of Hira and he was at the service of his people. And for that reason, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, during Ramadan, he would recite all the Quran. But he also gave the most charity. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the importance of good action. He says, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl in ayah 97, he says, "Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female," you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will reward you for your goodness. He will reward you for your good action. And then we have another example of a concerned parent, a father. He turns around to his child and he says, "Ya bunayya aqim as-salah wa amur bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkari wasbir 'ala ma asabaka inna dhalika min 'azmi al-umur." He says, "Oh my son, establish the salah and then enjoin in good and forbid evil." You know, he's telling his son that your salah is the first thing you'll be asked about in the Day of Judgment. It is your conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after that, you must be enjoining in good. You must be in the service of his people. You must be of those who do good. You know, we are not people who are just dedicated to our salah, even though that's important. We are people who live the salah. We are people who live Islam, who live the spirit of giving. And for that reason, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he reminded us in At-Tabarani, he said, the most beloved people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to him, you know, and the most beloved people to Allah are those who bring happiness to others. So this Ramadan, I want to ask you, what are you doing to bring happiness to others? What are you doing to bring ease to others? What are you doing to help transform someone's darkness into light? Whether it's your family, whether it's a community member, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a new Muslim, you know, whether it's a struggling Muslim. Because we have so many people who are struggling in their iman. What are you doing to help them come closer to Allah? Because this Ramadan cannot just be about me, myself and I. It can't be about my iftar and my taraweeh, even though that is wonderful and that is important. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your struggle. But what are you doing to go the extra step to help someone else? What are you doing to make a difference to somebody else's life? And when you make that extra step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make your life easier. He will send individuals in your life who bring you happiness. So this Ramadan, I hope that you can be at the service of others. And I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wonderful people in your life who, you know, bring happiness to you. So I hope you continue to have a wonderful Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accept all your du'as. Barakallahu feekum and assalamu alaikum.